Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum President, Greg Harris.
Good evening. Welcome to the sold-out 20th Annual Music Master Celebration. Tonight we're honoring Smokey Robinson. It's presented by our great partners at Klipsch Audio. From its beginning, Music Masters has been a partnership between the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Case Western Reserve University. This year, the university is doing something very special. Smokey Robinson will be given an honorary doctorate of humane letters. A remarkable performer, songwriter, producer, and citizen, he's clearly deserving of this great honor. And now, to confer the degree, I'd like to welcome the distinguished Case Western Reserve delegation to the stage to conduct a brief ceremony.
Gentlemen, the special honorary degree ceremony of Case Western Reserve University is hereby convened. I am University Marshal Robin Dubin. With me tonight are Bud Baselak, Provost and Executive Vice President. Lynn Singer, Deputy Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. Cyrus Taylor, Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. Now please welcome Deputy Provost Singer, who will introduce our honorary degree recipient.
An honorary degree is a means of recognizing excellence in any valued aspect of human endeavor, including the realms of scholarship, public service, and the performing arts. The conferring of an honorary degree is the university's way of recognizing those persons who have exemplified the highest ideals and standards. Provost Baselak, on behalf of the Faculty Honorary Degree Committee of Case Western Reserve University, I present William Smokey Robinson as a candidate for the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, honoris causa. Robinson's music has been a part of our lives from the minute he and the Miracles became the first group associated with Motown Records to this celebratory moment. He has sung our hopes and dreams, our joys and sorrows in a new voice, blending gospel, jazz, rhythm and blues, and a world of other traditions, and claims a rightful place as one of the most lauded and beloved figures in American music and culture. His countless R&B and pop hits as a performer, songwriter, and producer all attest to his impact and importance, as do the numerous accolades he has received, including the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, a National Medal of Arts, a Kennedy Center honor, and of course, his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Robinson, the passion and artistry you bring to your music have lifted legions of listeners. You have set an example of style and swagger, confidence, and conviction. For all of your talent and contributions, and on the recommendation of our university faculty and a unanimous vote by our Board of Trustees, it is my pleasure to admit you to the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, honoris causa. With all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto, to bestow on you the hood of this university. Your fans and friends know you received the nickname Smokey from your Uncle Claude when you were just a young boy. Today, Case Western Reserve University is pleased to bestow on you a prefix to that beloved name. I am very pleased to address you henceforth as Dr. Smokey Robinson.
Case Western University, I really appreciate this. And I thank all of you guys so much because actually without you, there would be no night like this for me. So I love you so much and bring her down front. This is such a special night. I mean, it's just incredible. I never dared to dream that things like this would be happening for me when I was a kid and when I was growing up in Detroit, longing for show business, longing to be in the life of show business, you know, and gosh, this is just so wonderful and spectacular for me. Every time something like this occurs, I think about it. It's so ironic because this is not why I do what I do. I do what I do out of love of doing it. And when people recognize me at times like this, it's just amazing to me because I'm only doing what I love, and but it's beautiful, and I appreciate it so much, and God bless all of you. I'm going to do this. I probably have to do this again later on this evening, but I got to do this because... I love you too, man, so much. But spaces like this have been occupied by so many people who were products of the dream of one man. And that is, he is my best friend, and I have to acknowledge him whenever something like this happens to me. And he's here tonight, and I just want to say, Barry Gordy, I love you. Western, thank you so much. I hope that I can live up to you bestowing this upon me. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our special honorary degree ceremony. On behalf of everyone at Case Western Reserve University, thank you and enjoy the concert.
William Smokey Robinson was born in Detroit, Michigan in 1940. Jazz, blues, and gospel music filled his house and drew him like a flame. When rock and roll arrived and the sounds of the great vocal harmony groups, it inspired Robinson and his friends to create their own group. First the Five Chimes, then the Matadors, and finally the perfectly named Miracles. They crossed paths with Berry Gordy in 1957, a songwriter who was starting his own label, Tamla, which became Motown. Gordy liked the group and he recorded the Miracles' first single, Got a Job, in 1958. In 1960, they released Shop Around, which hit number one in the Billboard R&B charts. It was Motown's first number one and first million seller. The song, co-written by Robinson and Gordy, featured all the elements that would make them famous. Clever lyrics that had universal appeal, a trend-setting arrangement, and a warm, pleading vocal performance. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles scored 27 hits at Motown between 1960 and 1971, including classics like You Really Got a Hold on Me, Ooh Baby Baby, The Tracks of My Tears, and Tears of a Clown. Robinson quickly emerged as a gifted songwriter, penning songs for the Miracles and many other artists in the Motown family, helping to make them stars. And he also became Gordy's key creative and business partner. Robinson began his solo career in 1973. He continued to innovate as a songwriter and performer, creating a lush and irresistible new style of R&B that was so influential, it launched a radio format named after his 1975 hit, Quiet Storm. And the hits kept coming. Baby, That's Back At Ya, Cruisin', Being With You, and Just to See Her. He branched out into other styles too, including heartfelt gospel LPs and recordings of standards of the American pop songbook. Today, he continues to perform memorable concerts, record new music, and inspire young people with his story. He's a miracle.
So don't be foolish. Take it as a blessing. Take it as a gift and use it like that. Show business is something where when your head's in the clouds, your feet have to be on the ground. And you have to recognize that you didn't start it and you are not going to finish it. You know, and because you get a little notoriety and a little recognition and stuff like that, show business was there before your great-great-great-great-grandmama was born. And it's going to be there when your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids here. So if you get a chance to be in it, you know, appreciate it and know what you got. And don't start thinking, well, now the world is aware of me, so they couldn't possibly do without me. I've seen thousands of people come through show business because they get that attitude. Some of them don't. Some of them have one hit record and that's all they can muster. That's all they get, you know. So once you get there, you know, appreciate it and know what you got.
Oh,
Johnson. And since it's Cleveland, we could call him Dr. Smooth. So tonight, in addition to the honorary doctoral degree, I'm pleased to present Smokey with a proclamation from Mayor Jackson, Mayor Frank Jackson of the City of Cleveland, recognizing his contributions to rock and roll. These honors are a perfect reflection of Smokey's impact on the world. He clearly embodies the museum's mission to engage, teach, and inspire through the power of rock and roll. Tonight is the culmination of a fantastic week of educational programs and the opening of a new museum exhibition exploring Smokey's career. We drew on the resources of our collections to connect visitors of all ages to Smokey's timeless music. The Hall of Fame has done this for 20 years of Music Masters. We bring the stories of the music to life and provide a platform for fans to experience the music like you'll do tonight in new ways. That's what makes Music Masters so special. It's also what makes the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame unique. We weave our personal stories with the music, and it shows us how music connects all of us. This connection is why tonight is extra special for me. In high school, while I was discovering the power of rock and roll, like all of you, before everyone owned iPhones and headphones, in the summer at the Jersey Shore, you could hear the same song bouncing from radio to radio along the beach. These songs were frequently Motown and frequently Smokey. So just imagine, second that emotion, or You Really Got a Hold on Me, or Cruisin', coming out of a sea of radios on a sunny August day. The songs fit that moment, they connected us then, and they still connect us now, and they remind me of summertime. Thank you. I'm thrilled to acknowledge the many people who made this year's Music Masters Week possible. Thanks again to our presenting sponsor, Klipsch Audio. Additionally, the Ohio Arts Council helped fund tonight's tribute. They did it with state tax dollars in order to encourage economic growth, educational excellence, and cultural enrichment for all Ohioans. Thank you to PNC, Medical Mutual, and United Airlines for your generous support of our programs all year long. And a very special thanks to Cuyahoga Arts and Culture and to all those who voted for Issue 8 this week. It was a great win for our county, and it was a great win for arts and culture for all of us. Our friends of Music Masters provide incredible support that makes our program possible. So a very special thank you to tonight's Hall of Fame host, KeyBank, Medical Mutual, and our new friends at Sound Exchange. And thanks to our Hall of Fame donors, Dr. Carol Cunningham, Cuyahoga Community College, Rochelle and Harley Gross, John Lamack, and Joyce Weinstein Levinson. Thank you. There's some travelers in the house with us tonight. There's a large contingent that came up from Columbus and from Philadelphia and Chicago. All right. Then you came from everywhere for Smokey, and we love that. Thank you. Well, I'm thanking folks. Cleveland, all right. You know, there is music that's going to come soon. Thank you to our incredible Hall of Fame board, led by our chairman, Alec Whiteman. And thank you to our Hall of Fame staff. They always deliver. They put together a great night. I want to extend special thanks to our executive producers, Jason Hanley and Lauren Anke. And Lauren, thank you for 8 wonderful Music Masters. Last but certainly, okay. Last but certainly not least, thank you to the members who bought most of the tickets for tonight's show. Okay, over the last 20 years, we've welcomed 10 million visitors to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they have generated an economic impact to Northeast Ohio of over $2 billion. But beyond dollars, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has become the emblem of the spirit, attitude, and tenacity of the people of Northeast Ohio. In celebration of the museum's 20th anniversary, we have three of our previous museum CEOs with us tonight. We have Mike Benz, Dennis Berry, and David Abbott. Thank you for your early leadership. And we have to thank tonight's landlord. Special thanks to Art Falco and Playhouse Square for your great partnership. Now, Smokey Robinson has been part of the Hall of Fame since the very beginning. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in our second year. He's been an integral member of the Hall of Fame family, inducting fellow artists like Little Anthony in the Imperials just a few years ago at Public Auditorium. He generously shares his time at educational programs and events. If you were at the museum today and saw him working with the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland, you'll know what I mean by that. Smokey's one of the greatest talents in rock and roll history. To use a sports term, he's a true triple threat. One, a dynamic and exciting performer. Two, a creative businessman with an eye for talent and how to shape it. And three, simply one of the greatest songwriters ever. Smokey was there at the beginning of Motown, and he helped Berry Gordy build a successful empire, rightfully known as Hitsville, USA. He's one of those artists that truly crosses generations. His songs sound as fresh today as the day he wrote them. His music with the Miracles and as a solo artist just keeps bringing us together because it speaks to our better selves, our belief in love, our belief in community, and he's truly the poet of our souls. An incredible group of musicians have joined us tonight, from Motown royalty into some of the most exciting artists in contemporary R&B. Our musical director, Adam Blackstone, has pulled together an amazing band to make it all hum. So brace yourselves. Tonight we'll engage, teach, and inspire through the power of rock and roll. But now, let's get the music started. Please welcome Cleveland's own, Avant.
As I became of age, my mother pulled me to the side. Said, son, you're growing up now, pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, it's because you become a young man. There's some things that I don't understand.
Come and when we're gonna go now.
tonight. Trust me, you're gonna enjoy the show. It's an incredible show. But I wanna say to Mr. Smokey, thank you so much for just being true music, period. You are the epitome of music. Thank you. If y'all feel it, just wave your hands from side to side here. Good music, y'all. This is real music right here. Here we go, y'all.
Just to see her. Just to touch her. Just to hold her.
Started her career with Destiny's Child and has gone on to a successful solo career. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Michelle Williams.
Yeah. What an honor it is to be here tonight. And to Smokey Robinson, where are you? Okay, I'm gonna be professional and poised. But as I told you last night, thank you so much for making music that lives. It lives. All right, so I know we bought our tickets and we've got our good clothes on, but listen, I'm singing an up-tempo song right now. If I can get everybody up on your feet right now, please. Please, 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 everybody, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
can't believe I'm here performing in front of Smokey Robinson. This actually feels like a dream and like I might wake up from it. Oh my God, I love you too. Smokey, thank you for teaching us how to sing about love. And nobody does it like you. And singing about wanting, longing, this song is a great example of that. This is If You Can Want.
Listen, you will find you're gonna fly. place for me to be here. God bless you, sir. And I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to turn it into church. I swear I won't. But I have to stop and say I was so moved by our meeting last night. And I saw our friend Eric Roberson. He had his family here. And I looked, I said, you know what? My mama's going to be here. I called my mother this morning. I said, pack your bags, ma'am. You are going to see this epic moment for me. For me. I want my 78-year-old mother to see this and my 15-year-old daughter, who is also a writer. But it's just a blessing. You have no idea. So I'm not going to preach. I said that, right? But I will say that the song I just sang, Cruising, I was 4 years old when that song came out. And I had no idea what cruising meant. Well, I'm 40 years old now, and I've had a few kids, and I have every idea about what cruising is. But I will say this to you, Mr. Robinson, you wrote songs, that you wrote the stories of our lives in these songs, and we had no idea at the time. At 4 years old, I didn't know what cruising meant, but when it came time for me to cruise, I had the right song to sing. I knew exactly what to say because of you. So we love you, and I have to tell you, you really got a hold on me. Does he have a hold on anybody else in here? I just feel like going a little bit.
You
came together in Detroit in the 1950s, and the Gordy family ended up at the center of it all. As Berry Gordy was launching his songwriting career, his family's connections around the community attracted talent like blues singer Mabel John, who worked for Gordy's mother. She began her musical career under Gordy's tutelage in 1956 and was the first female artist signed to Tamla. Her brother, Little Willie John, became a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Mabel John went on to have her biggest hits with Stax, but along with Smokey Robinson, she was there at the beginning of what became Motown.
Hi, I'm Mabel John, Smokey Robinson. I just want to congratulate you on all of your accomplishments. I remember our early days with you and I and Berry Gordy, and you've made good on every day. I can't be with you. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm honoring the scholarship recipients for our Walking in the Shadows scholarship and auction. I'll see you when you get home. Have a good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the founder of Motown and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Berry Gordy.
Something new. It was then I realized
there was something really, really special about him. I will build you a castle with a tower so high it reaches the moon. I'll gather melodies from birdies that fly and compose you a tune. Give you lovin', warm as mama's oven. And if that don't do, I'll try something new. I will take you away with me as far as I can to Venus or Mars. There we will love with your hand in my hand. You'll be queen of the stars, and every day we can play on the Milky Way. And if that don't do, I'll try something new. I realized then, you know, it was an amazing mind that was coming up with these, all these wonderful, this particular wonderful song. That was the first that I recognized that it was something about him and his soul, his beautiful soul. And he wanted to learn, I wanted to teach. We made a great partnership, great team, but he was such a beautiful person. So, and Smokey continued to mix sincerity and eloquence, love and loss, joy and tears, wit and wisdom, and he inspired generations of songwriters with his music. And by doing that, Smokey began to romance the globe. My wish for Smokey on this beautiful, beautiful night, and it always thrills me deep in my heart because I remember the early days, I remember how hungry he was, and a night like this just fills my heart with so much gratitude and gratefulness and thankfulness. My wish for Smokey tonight is that he leaves here knowing how deeply he is respected and loved, and how deeply and also how deeply he's made other people love, as evidenced by the amount of babies born because of him. Many of them his own. I had to say that, Smoke, I'm sorry. So I've known this productive man for over 50 years, and it is my great, great pleasure to be here tonight to honor my best, best friend, and a true American music master. Smokey Robinson, love you, Smokey.
Motown Records deserves the name emblazoned on its Detroit home, Hitsville, USA. Gordy created an independent label that had no rival in the 1960s, and is a black-owned company with African Americans not only at the mic, but behind the scenes at every level. It was a revolution in popular music and a symbol of the successes of the civil rights movement. Motown brought together perhaps the greatest talent ever assembled at one record company. The singers, musicians, songwriters, choreographers, and business people were all under one roof. They created a sound that dominated the charts, virtually the only American music that could withstand the British invasion. Between 1961 and 1971, Motown landed 110 top 10 hits. Smokey Robinson was key to Motown's success, both in his time with the Miracles and as a solo artist. As a vice president at Motown from 1961 to 1988, Robinson helped to shape and sustain a lucrative creative vision. He wrote songs, produced records, found great talent, and groomed them to be successful. Smokey Robinson is one of only a handful of artists of his generation that knew how to build a lifelong career with a powerful impact.
We have the most competitive record company, I think, that there's ever been. As far as I'm concerned, Motown, as we had it, was a once-in-a-lifetime musical event. It had never happened like that before, and I doubt seriously if it'll ever happen like that again. But we had, the competition was fierce. But it was like being in competition with your brother or your sister or your mom or your dad, you know. These people that you were trying to outdo, that you were trying to outwrite, that you were trying to outproduce, were your brothers and sisters and your friends. I don't mean just, Motown was unique, man, because after Motown got going and we had all those artists and all those writers and producers and people like that, there are very few places, I think, in the world where it's ever happened that your workplace was your hangout. It'd be nothing for Norman Whitfield to be working on a record on Temptation and say, hey, Smoke, come to the studio for a minute, man, and sing this part for me. Or stomp your feet or clap your hands. And vice versa, he would do it for me if I was working on Temptations. But those of us who are still alive, we have the Motown family. And it always existed. And that's what it was. It wasn't like you're just your business associates. This is your family. And that's what made it so great. That's what made it so wonderful. Because you loved being there. You loved doing the work. You loved being around people that you loved. And you knew loved you. Incredible place.
The Billboard's Aaron Spoonsby recalls that the Beatles, Sonny and Cher, and the Rolling Stones recorded many of Smokey Robinson's hit tunes. Bob Dylan recently described Smokey as today's greatest living American poet. Here is Smokey and his Little Smokies.
Oh,
roots in music today, the Robert Glasper Experiment.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is the Robert Glasper Experiment. That's Casey Benjamin right there, saxophone, vocal order, and some other stuff. Fergus Travis on the bass, Mark Kohlenberg on the drums. I'm Robert Glasper. We're so honored to be here to give tribute to Mr. Robinson, and we thank you for being who you are, because you allow us to be who we are. And we're just so happy to be here. That being said, I have a little ball to pick with you. I co-wrote Cruisin' and My Girl, a few things. I got no credit for any of those things. Tonight's not about me, though. I'm about the music, so we're going to pay tribute to you. But in reality, this is halfway a tribute to me. So thank you for coming out to be here with me. Pay homage to me. This is great. So some of my friends are here also. We're going to invite some people out to pay tribute as well to us. And hope you enjoy it. So we're going to start off with the song called You Cannot Laugh Alone.
Why did I have to see you again? I'm just getting over you and me. It's too soon to be getting close. And I'm already laughing, pretending to be glad. I'm all this pain, this pain. But inside, love joke that you're telling no one is laughing, even you. What's so funny? You can't laugh alone. And smile is natural.
Oh,
Thank you.
By the way, all these guests here, they're my friends. I texted them myself, told them I want them to do this for me, so I know people too, Smokey. That's another reason why, so we'll talk about this later. We're going to bring up another good friend of ours. This is Mr. Amazing vocalist, Mr. Eric Robinson.
Good evening. Before I start, I would like to speak in this area where Mr. Robinson is sitting. You are such an amazing songwriter. I was hoping, if it's possible, that Robert and I could write a song for you right now. And I apologize because it won't be written. It will be straight from the start. We'll write it right now, and if Mr. Gordy would like to purchase it, we can small little fee. But can you give me the key of S? I like that. Thank you. Thank you. Wherever you feel. I like that. Before I start, let me establish. When they asked me to do this, I had to bring my parents. See my mama with the lovely smile and dad with the Carolina grin. Well, you were there from the very start. Your music was a soundtrack to my mama's heart. Probably there on the first date and dinner. Well, you were there when I started my career as a swimmer. Think about it. I'll wait. Thank you for that. Well, I've written songs for others and also for me. So when I look at you, you are who I've yearned to be. Smokey, I thank you for giving me songs for the entire world to sing along. And I cannot help but sit here and smile. You help keep light-skinned people in style. And I am doing this because I want to. Not just because I'm a fan, but I say you're my uncle. God bless you, Smokey. The song we're gonna do for you is a song called Daylight and Darkness.
Thank you.
there's a wind in the dance, what you say. How can you be daylight in darkness at the same time? How can you be daylight in darkness at the same time? Oh, baby, how can you be
Smokey Robinson.
Suddenly the rain will wing. Quiet storm.
Thank you, this has been really fun. We're gonna now perform our rendition of Hey Baby, That's Back At Ya. Hope you enjoy.
Robinson's songwriting is his most lasting contribution to rock and roll. His mother spoke in proverbs, parables, and poetry, which inspired his fascination with language. But Robinson became a great songwriter because he worked hard at his craft. Even his earliest songs are remarkable for their creative ambition. the young writer was shooting for the moon. Robinson uses the pop song to capture the most complex of human emotions, brought to life in clever turns of phrase that make for irresistible hooks. He's written brilliantly about the gap between what we show the world and what we're feeling inside. As a young man, he wrote with stunning maturity about love. And as he grew up, his lyrics have captured the insistence and languor of desire. He not only wrote hits for himself to sing, but he's been able to craft just the right song for other artists too, like Mary Wells and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and the fabulous Temptations.
I just thought that the best thing to do is try to have some great material. Try to have some songs that people are gonna love. Because even today, when I go into the studio, my first and foremost thought is to have a song. I wanna have a song. Because, and especially as a writer, because I feel like when I sit down, I wanna write a song. I hope it's a hit. I hope that people are going to embrace it. But I might not give it the right treatment. I might not give it the flair or the now that people need to embrace it as a whole so it will be a hit. But if it's a song, it's got a chance to live on and on and on and on and on. 20 years from now, somebody can pick it up and give it the right treatment. And it will be a hit in their time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the Adam Blackstone Band.
Cause it really hurts.
So Smokey, you never heard me sing that song. Do you remember writing it? I learned to sing it by imitating Smokey. One of the fine things about Hitsville, USA, all of the producers were singers. And you could sing their music if you tried to sing like them. And I've never heard such a smooth voice. But what beautiful lyrics would you give my writer, William Smokey Robinson, another nice round of applause. Yes, indeed. And y'all played that so pretty. That was so pretty. And you girls sing like angels. This is a signature song of Smokey's. Very what he discovered a young lady at a record hop. Y'all know what a record hop was, right? When you could take your shoes off, because the shoes didn't cost that much then, and you could slide across the floor in your socks, but they played new songs for you. And this young girl approached Berry Gordy, didn't she, Berry? Yeah, but I got to tell you, I love you too. I got to tell you, this girl approached Berry Gordy at a Marv Johnson concert. I have to tell it all, because you see, I'm old school. And Marv Johnson had a record out, if you remember, sing it with me. You don't drive a great big car, and you don't look like a movie star, and on your money we won't get far, but baby, you got one, yeah. Yeah. My crowd is here, okay. This song, and this young lady led the way. She was my idol, and I'm sure that she sang this song to the both men. Both of the men sitting right there. Oh.
We've got more Motown royalty coming. Please welcome Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, the Supreme Miss Mary Wilson.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles when we were still the No Hit Supremes. That was before Motown. So Smokey, on behalf of myself, the late Florence Ballard, and of course Diane, thank you for giving me my career. And of course, Mr. Barry Gordy. Yeah. So many stories. I love you too. So many stories, and after 50 some years, you know, we're still going strong, and I really appreciate my life with Motown. I really do. I just wish
I just wish Smokey had written some more songs for me, but here's one that I really, really like, and ooh, baby, baby.
Recorded many classics, Smokey Robinson songs. Please welcome from the Jets, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Dennis Edwards.
Well, whoa, whoa, how you doing, Saban? Well. Tonight I'm so very honored to be here for one of the greatest poets and songwriters of our time. Well, baby, you see, Smokey, he just didn't write songs. He wrote about life. Well, and if it's all right, I want to just tell you what he said. People say I'm the light of the party. Come on, so tell your love. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. And if you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of I know you.
a young lady that he admired so much. And he knew that she didn't want to be in that love affair. It goes like this. My girl. Smokey, I think this is the greatest song of all time.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame President Greg Harris.
What a night! What a band! These guest artists, what do you say? How about for the audience? All right, now please join me in welcoming Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Dr. Smokey Robinson.
Oh,
behalf of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and everybody in this room, and everybody around the world, I'm proud to present you with the 2015 Music Masters Award.
This is really wonderful, and this is really wonderful, and I think, no, this is so fantastic, and I'm kind of speechless here. I thank you to all you guys, to all the artists who participated here tonight. This was such a wonderful night for me. They played some songs that I hadn't heard in so long. I'd almost forgotten that I wrote those songs. But it was really wonderful, and I appreciate everybody so much, and God bless you all, and this is just a wonderful night and a wonderful event, and you're great. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.